This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for heparinized saline injection, active ingredient, S, heparin sodium. This leaflet provides important information about being given heparinized saline injection. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being given heparinized saline injection. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given heparinized saline injection? Heparinized saline injection contains the active ingredient heparin sodium. Heparinized saline injection belongs to a group of medicines known as anticoagulants. Anticoagulants work by decreasing the clotting ability of your blood and help stop clots forming in the blood vessels. Anticoagulants are sometimes called blood thinners, although they do not actually thin the blood. Heparin will not dissolve blood clots that have already formed, but it may prevent any clots that have already formed from becoming larger and causing serious problems. Heparinized saline injection is used to prevent the blocking of injection equipment often caused by blood clots. What should I know before I am given heparinized saline injection? Warnings. You should not be given heparinized saline injection if you are allergic to heparin sodium, pork products, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have, or may have, a bleeding disease or a problem with your blood vessels. Have low blood platelet count. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions or procedures, especially the following: heart problems or high blood pressure, blood disease or bleeding problems, heavy or unusual menstrual periods, medical or dental surgery, stomach ulcers, liver or kidney disease, diabetes. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of being given heparin during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of being given heparin whilst breastfeeding. Use in children. Heparinized saline injection is not recommended for use in babies up to 4 weeks of age. Use in the elderly. Heparinized saline injection should be used with caution in patients aged 60 years and above, as they may be at an increased risk of bleeding complications. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with heparinized saline injection and affect how it works. These include pain-relieving medicines such as aspirin and ibuprofen, medicines for heart conditions such as digoxin, nitroglycerine, dipyridamole and epoprostenol, antibiotics such as tetracycline, cefamandol, and penicillins, medicines for rheumatoid arthritis such as hydroxychloroquine, anti-inflammatory medicines such as indomethacin and phenobutazone, medicines for hay fever such as antihistamines, nicotine, anti-clotting medicines such as aprotin and warfarin, medicines that reverse the effects of certain blood thinners, apixaban, rivaroxaban such as andexanet alpha, medicines which cause increased volume of urine such as spironolactone, triamterene, enamiloride, potassium supplements such as potassium-containing salt substitutes, medicines for treating gout such as probenecid, medicines for reducing swelling of the body such as ethocrinic acid, medicines for cancer treatment such as cytostatic drugs and asparaginase, medicines used for epilepsy, seizures such as valproic acid, medicines used for thyroid problems such as propylthiouracil, substances used to enhance the contrast of structures or fluids within the body in medical imaging, corticosteroids, insulin, alprostadil, a medicine given before surgery to infants with congenital heart defects and to treat erectile dysfunction, protamine sulfate, a heparin antidote, Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect heparinized saline injection. How is heparinized saline injection given? How much you will be given? Your doctor will decide how much heparinized saline injection is needed. How it is given? Heparinized saline injection is put into an injection device for injection into a vein. This will help to prevent blood clots from forming and blocking the device. Heparinized saline injection must only be given by a doctor or nurse. If you are given too much heparinized saline injection, as heparinized saline injection is being given to you in hospital, under the close supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. Your condition will also be carefully monitored following administration. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you are concerned that you may have been given too much heparinized saline injection. The usual sign of overdosage is bleeding or hemorrhage. Nosebleeds, blood in urine / wee, or tarry looking poo / stools may be noted as the first sign of bleeding. Easy bruising or pinpoint spots on the skin may precede heavier bleeding. Your doctor has information on how to recognize and treat an overdose. Ask your doctor if you have any concerns. What should I know while I'm being given heparinized saline injection? Things you should do. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully and be sure to keep all medical appointments. If you need medical, dental, or surgical procedures in the next few weeks after you leave hospital, tell your doctor, dentist, anesthetist, or pharmacist that you have recently been given heparinized saline injection, as it may affect other medicines being used. Tell your doctor if you notice any unusual bleeding, such as nosebleeds, bleeding gums after brushing your teeth, heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, excessive bleeding at the injection site, blood in your wee/poo, or from any open wounds, or have unusual stomach pain. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you have recently been given heparinized saline injection. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you visit that you have recently been given heparinized saline injection. Driving or using machines. Heparinized saline injection does not affect the ability to drive or use machines. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. If you drink heavily, you have a greater risk of bleeding associated with heparinized saline injection compared to moderate drinkers or non-drinkers. Looking after your medicine. Heparinized saline injection will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward under the correct conditions. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Change in skin color or pain around the injection site. Itchy or burning soles of the feet. Hair loss. Receding gums, brittle nails, weaker hand grip, back pain, stooping posture, which could be early signs of osteoporosis. What to do? Speak to your doctor or nurse if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal, e.g. unexplained nosebleeds, bleeding from gums when brushing teeth, red or dark brown urine / wee, bloody or black stools / poo. Signs of allergy such as a rash, itching, hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, fever, chills, runny nose, watering eyes, nausea, vomiting, headache. What to do? Alert your doctor or nurse straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/safety/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What heparinized saline injection contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Heparin sodium, from pig intestines. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Hydrochloric acid. Sodium hydroxide. sodium chloride, water for injections. Do not take this medicine. If you are allergic to any of these ingredients, heparinized saline injection does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, other azo dyes, or preservatives. What heparinized saline injection looks like. Heparinized saline injection is a clear, colorless solution in a plastic ampoule. 50 IU/5 mL, Ostar 6, 6, 6, 8, 4. Who distributes heparinized saline injection? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in November 2025.